A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away. Random House Audio presents Star Wars Millennium Falcon by James Lucino. Read for you by Mark Thompson. Introduction. The first time Han laid eyes on her, standing with Lando on the Nar Shadda's permacrete landing platforms, a few short years before he had thrown in with the Rebel Alliance, he saw the battered old freighter not only for all she was, but for all that she might one day become. Staring at her like some lovesick cub, eyes wide, mouth hanging open, then quickly trying to get hold of himself so that Lando wouldn't know what he was thinking, dismissing the ship as a hunk of junk. But Lando was no fool, and by then he knew all of Han's tells. One of the best gamblers that side of Coruscant, he knew when he was being bluffed.
"She's fast," he had said, a twinkle in his eye.
Han didn't doubt it. Even that far back, it was easy to envy Lando all he had already possessed, his extraordinary good fortune to begin with. But luck had little to do with it. Lando just didn't deserve this ship. He could barely handle a skimmer, let alone a light, fast freighter best flown by a pair of able pilots. He just wasn't worthy of her. Han had never thought of himself as the covetous or acquisitive type, but suddenly he wanted the ship more than he had ever wanted anything in his life. After all the years of servitude and wandering, of close calls and failed partnerships, in and out of love, in and out of the academy, victim of as many tricks as he'd played on others, perhaps he saw the ship as a chance for permanence. Circling her, fairly orbiting her, he nursed sinister designs. The old freighter drew him to her gravity, as she clearly had all who had piloted her and added their own touches to the YT's hull, mandibles, the varied techno-terrain of her surface. He took the smell of the ship into his nostrils. The closer he looked, the more evidence he found of attempts to preserve her from the ravages of time and of spaceflight. Dents hammered out, cracks filled with epoxidal, paint smeared over areas of carbon scoring. Aftermarket parts socked down with inappropriate fasteners or secured by less than professional welds. She was rashed with rust, bandaged with strips of Durasteel, leaking grease and other lubricants, smudged with crud. She had seen action, this ship, long before Lando's luck at Sabacc had made her his property. But in service to who or what, Han had no idea. Criminals, smugglers, pirates, mercenaries, certainly all of those and more. When Lando fired her up for Han's inspection, his heart skipped a beat. And minutes later, seated at the controls, savoring the response of the sublight engines, taking her through the paces and nearly frightening Lando to death, he knew he was fated to own her. He would get the huts to buy her for him, or pirate her if he had to. He'd add a military-grade rectenna and swap out the light laser cannons for quads. He'd plant a retractable repeating blaster in her belly to provide cover fire for quick getaways. He'd install a couple of concussion missile launchers between the boxy forks of her prow. Not once did it occur to him that he would win her from Lando, much less that Lando would lose her on a bluff. Piloting the modified Soro sub he and Chewie leased from Lando had only added to his longing for the ship. He imagined her origins and the adventures she had been through. It struck him that he was so accepting of her from the start. He had never asked Lando how or when she had acquired the name Millennium Falcon.